Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I enjoy reading, but I don't usually have much time for it because there's lots of homework to do. Yesterday, I borrowed a book from our school library and read it for a while before going to sleep. The book was really interesting. I got involved and put it aside only when I had read it up to the very end. In the morning, I wasn't able to get up on time, so I missed the school bus and got to school 30 minutes after the bell had gone. Speaker B.
I like reading, especially historical novels. That's why I know more than most of my classmates. Our teacher often asks me to give presentations to the whole class. I may spend hours in the library or searching the internet for information on some historical event or some historical personality. Some of my friends think that it's boring, but it's incredibly interesting. I'm considering taking history as my major at university.
Speaker C. Our class is very united, and we often help each other in school and in life. Yes, I'm very lucky that the people around me are friendly and supportive, and there's no bullying or fighting in class. My friends have different interests, but they all are very nice people. There are those who like science, those who like sports, and those who like arts, but everyone enjoys school parties and school trips. Speaker D.
It was shocking news when my parents told me about their decision to move to another city. I was completely against it. I didn't want to leave my school. I had so many friends there. I'd just joined the school volleyball team, the best team in the area. But there was no choice. My parents had to move because of their jobs. They have good jobs, but we have to move too often.
Speaker E. I have lots of friends, and most of them are my classmates. We often do homework, work in the library, or do sports together. Our school is a good place for doing sports. We have a gym, a football pitch, a swimming pool, and even a tennis court. The swimming pool is not very large, but it's enough for practicing different swimming strokes and for water aerobics classes. I wish we had a little skate park, too. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. I enjoy reading, but I don't usually have much time for it because there's lots of homework to do. Yesterday, I borrowed a book from our school library and read it for a while before going to sleep. The book was really interesting. I got involved and put it aside only when I had read it up to the very end. In the morning, I wasn't able to get up on time, so I missed the school bus and got to school 30 minutes after the bell had gone. Speaker B.
I like reading, especially historical novels. That's why I know more than most of my classmates. Our teacher often asks me to give presentations to the whole class. I may spend hours in the library or searching the internet for information on some historical event or some historical personality. Some of my friends think that it's boring, but it's incredibly interesting. I'm considering taking history as my major at university.
Speaker C. Our class is very united, and we often help each other in school and in life. Yes, I'm very lucky that the people around me are friendly and supportive, and there's no bullying or fighting in class. My friends have different interests, but they all are very nice people. There are those who like science, those who like sports, and those who like arts, but everyone enjoys school parties and school trips. Speaker D.
It was shocking news when my parents told me about their decision to move to another city. I was completely against it. I didn't want to leave my school. I had so many friends there. I'd just joined the school volleyball team, the best team in the area. But there was no choice. My parents had to move because of their jobs. They have good jobs, but we have to move too often.
Speaker E. I have lots of friends, and most of them are my classmates. We often do homework, work in the library, or do sports together. Our school is a good place for doing sports. We have a gym, a football pitch, a swimming pool, and even a tennis court. The swimming pool is not very large, but it's enough for practicing different swimming strokes and for water aerobics classes. I wish we had a little skate park, too. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.